Welcome back to the Breakfast Club Summer Edition. It is Jamie Rogers and Scott Gullen in the chair. Well, on the line now, it's time to speak to the newly crowned Melbourne Stars skipper in Adam Zampa. And good morning, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, you only found out about this new role yesterday. Has it sunk in yet that you're now the skipper of the Melbourne Stars?
I'm obviously really honoured. And excited as well. It's something that obviously has come about because of some unfortunate events. But this club means a lot to me. So to be named captain is exciting.
So you have played under captains like Glenn Maxwell, but also superstar in Virat Kohli. What sort of things have you learnt by being underneath them that you can take into this role, but what you'll bring for yourself?
Obviously, when you play around the world with these guys, you get a lot of cricket knowledge, hopefully I'll be able to put to good use. But, the thing that I've always found, and the one thing that I've always taken from captains that I've enjoyed playing under, is just trying to create an environment that teammates can perform. So, I'm hoping I'll be able to do that.
Adam, being a spinner, do you have that mindset that attacking sort of weird field placements, you're always thinking of ways to find a wicket will help being a captain?
I think being a bowler just lets you see the game and you try and think a step ahead of the batsman. So I think, hopefully I'll be able to use that to my strength. So I'm hoping I'm a captain that doesn't go too outside of the box. I'll probably just see the game, how it's panning out and go about it that way. But, I'll try and use my spin bowling knowledge to the best of my ability, I guess.
What sort of captain was Maxi, who obviously we know is missing because of the leg injury? I gather you'd be tapping into him?
Yeah, I'll definitely be using Maxi. He's still a leader around our group and he'll be around a bit. So he's got a lot of knowledge in the game and, he's a natural leader for our club. He's going to be still with me.
Well, the Big Bash gets underway next week and your side are opening the round against Sydney Thunder. This is on Tuesday night. First of all, how do you see that match playing out, but how are the Melbourne Stars going to go this season?
Yeah, we've got a mix of experience, a mix of youth, obviously, being mentioned, but having Glenn missing has opened up a door for some young guys. I mean, like Andy Conway, Cameron McClure, these guys will get opportunities throughout the tournament. So it's going to be a lot of onus put on us experienced guys to help these young guys grow and help win games. I think expectations that we would love to make finals, and then once you make the finals, anything can happen at the back end of the season. So and in terms of that game against the Thunder, it's going to be a tough one. They've assembled a really good list. And we always have a really tight tussle against the Thunder.
Adam, I mean, obviously you're our best white ball spinner, but starting to turn your attention to the red ball. Take us through this. Have you had discussions with the selectors? You're going to play with New South Wales. What's the motivation and how far along have you got?
I haven't got any red ball cricket now until the test teams announce that draw. So, there's no hiding behind the fact that I haven't played a lot of red ball cricket and my record isn't that great, but I guess from my point of view, I feel like I've grown enough as a player, as a bowler, to put my name forward. And that's what I've been pitching with the Scotties, whether I'm still thinking the same thing, I don't know. But the motivation for me is to play Test cricket for Australia. I really enjoy being part of the Australian team, and if I have the opportunity to play Test cricket or be around it, that's what I take it.
And, I mean, not a silly question, but just changing the skills from the... I know they're completely different forms, but it's not that much of a stretch to put your skills onto the five-day arena.
No, it's not. I obviously had a taste of it last week in the Shield game, and the ball came out really well. I had success in one innings and none in the other, so it's the way that four-day cricket goes, and probably the reason why it's called Test cricket, I guess, is why it is so hard. So, in terms of actual bowling, it's not a lot different. I think it's more about how you sequence your spells. Obviously, you want to bowl longer spells and stay patient, whereas in one day cricket, you can try six different balls in one over if you wanted to without too much regret. So, that's probably the biggest change.
And how's life in my favourite city, Byron Bay? Is it? Have you been able to spend much time there in recent?
Not enough time.
You moved there for a reason. You're never there.
Yeah, well, my family, my wife's family's close by, and she's obviously up there a lot more than I am, so it's nice for her to have that. But, life's great up there. Don't mean to brag, but I absolutely, yeah, it was the best decision I ever made, and I love getting home when I can.
You recommend it. It's a great idea. I wish I could.
Highly recommend it.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the best with the upcoming BBL season.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.